This is WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kostrapa. Nick Palmer is the music director of the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. He's conductor of the Beethoven's Greatest Hits Concert Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Long Center. The program, as you might expect from the title, has a lot of Beethoven in it. Nick, welcome.
Thanks, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
We all love Beethoven, but a whole concert of Beethoven? What was your thinking behind this?
Well, we hadn't played much Beethoven in a while, and I really wanted to play some Beethoven. And we thought that because our programming style has changed a little bit, whereby we usually have shorter segments of music, primarily, not always, we thought it would be really interesting to showcase different stylistic things that Beethoven did from the beginning of his career to the end. So we start with things that he wrote as a student, actually the contradances, which are basically the precursor to English country dances and even square dancing in the United States. And these were pieces he wrote as a student and very much under the influence of Haydn. And then end with the immortal Ninth Symphony, which was his last orchestral work. And in between, showcase different things that he did, from ballet music to other stage music to the symphonies, and different excerpts from different symphonies that show different examples of Beethoven's compositional style.
If you go to a typical symphony concert, you might hear, say, the entire Fourth Symphony by Beethoven. But in this concert, you have a movement of the fourth, movements from the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth as well, and they're all interspersed. Does that make it more difficult for the orchestra?
You know, in a way it does, and it does for me too, because what happens is there's a certain cohesiveness to symphonic works, especially if you were to do, let's say, the First Symphony, there are similarities in that particular piece. But when we're doing things from different pieces that have different, you know, almost radically different aspects to them, like the difference between the Fourth Symphony and the Fifth, you would think there wouldn't be that much difference, but there's a world of difference. And certainly the Sixth Symphony, because of its programmatic nature, focusing on specifically nature, there are things that are different about that as well. And certainly the Ninth is taking the music world in a completely different direction that was then emulated by people like Mahler in the 19th and 20th centuries.
You've been doing a lot of collaboration with other Greater Lafayette arts organizations, which I think is just wonderful. Your connection this time is with the PMO University Choir. Why this group for this concert?
There are a lot of reasons. It was a good time for us to do a collaboration with them because we haven't done one in a long time. And there was interest on both ends. Also, for a piece like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony Finale, you really need a big chorus. And so this was kind of a natural fit for this particular program. The students are really excited about it, and it really gives them an opportunity to be able to sing with professional orchestra. And their enthusiasm is just amazing. And not only their enthusiasm, but their skill level is really, really high. So it's going to be a really fun opportunity for us to have them and for them to experience what it's like to perform in the Long Center with the Lafayette Symphony.
Yeah, and you even have one movement where you're not conducting, but the conductor of the choir, Jeff Valier, is leading.
Yep, Jeff Valier is going to be conducting the movement from the Gloria, which will also, in addition to featuring the choir, will feature soloists from the choir. So that is another opportunity for students to be able to sing in a soloistic way with a professional orchestra. Right. So all the way around, it's a great opportunity for all of us.
Right. And then the beginning of the second half of the program is something wacky and zany. It's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, First Movement, but in a highly unusual way.
That's right. And I think everybody kind of needs to know what's going to happen in advance on that one, because we will play the entire First Movement of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, but there will be a lot of surprises. There'll be stopping and starting. There will be dialogue on top of it. It is going to be a hoot and a scream. It's a hilarious way to poke a little fun at classical music, especially to a very well-established piece like this. And I had the opportunity to perform this actually with Peter Schickele many, many years ago, and to really experience what he was trying to say in this, which is, look, classical music can be fun too. It basically becomes a sports cast where the orchestra is competing against the conductor in the wide world of sports, and we'll just see who wins.
Right, and with narration and play-by-play by WBAA on-air staff.
So that's right.
Quite a fun, entertaining evening. It's called Beethoven's Greatest Hits, Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Long Center. Tickets at LafayetteSymphony.org. They'll be available at the door, if it doesn't sell out, at least before the concert. Nick Palmer, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Always great to be with you.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.